Committee is now called to order. The Veterans Affairs Committee has now commenced as voted on by the committee. This meeting is being held virtually on Microsoft Teams. As we continue our efforts in meeting virtually, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak, to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute yourself to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please be advised the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with the open state meeting law, attendance and vote will be done by way of roll call using audio. And I'm going to go to roll call. Martin Belden?
Here. Yeah.
Suzanne Bond?
Here.
William Burt?
Here. Yeah.
Harry Byron?
Present.
Casey Diaz? Casey Diaz? Alicia Fuller?
Here.
Bruce Hayes? Bruce Hayes? Ann Hollis?
Here.
Henry Johnson? Henry Johnson? Rosie?
Here.
James Lewis Tooby? Melvin Morgan? Lorraine Obregon?
Present.
Marlon Ruiz?
Present.
Tom Tunks? Marcia Woolheater? Sorry, I probably butchered that. We have nine exactly for quorum.
All right. Thank you all. Welcome back from going dark there for the summer. So, okay, let's go ahead. We got our quorum. We're started. We had Henry that typically gives our invocation. Do we have anyone that can step up? I looked one up real quick on the internet too, just in case. No pressure, anyone. All right, I'll go ahead and do that. Lord God, Almighty Father, Creator of mankind and Author of Peace, as we are ever mindful of the cost paid for the liberty we possess, we ask that you bless the members of our armed forces and members of our committee. Give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassion, and help us as we advocate for our community. Amen. Okay. So, item three. So let's introduce the guests that we have here today. Jennifer Gutowski, as always, welcome, welcome. Matt Langseth, do we happen to have you here? Or Marco Cisco? Okay. All right. Looks like that's our guest for now. So now item four, legal action. Were you all able to take a look at the legal action there?
Actually, this is Terry Byron. We have another guest here. We have Sarah Horvath from the Keno Veteran Memorial Park.
Thank you for that reminder there.
And I'll make a motion to accept the report.
Martin Belden, I second the motion to accept the legal action report.
All right. Roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Suzanne Bond? Suzanne Bond?
I apologize. Yes.
You're fine. Terry Byron?
Yes.
Alicia Fuller?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Here. Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
And Tom Tunks, I'm not sure when you got on, but were you able to review the LAR?
I looked at something you guys sent me today. I barely got on a few seconds ago. But yeah,
yes.
Should be all right.
Can you call my name?
William Burks?
Yeah.
It passes 10-0.
All right, so now on to item 5, our treasurer's report. Mark.
All right, we started, started May with $2,590.29. During May, June, July, August, so far this month, we've had no income, no expenses, so we still have $2,590.29 at the bank. Just a reminder, this is my last, end of December, I'm gone. So somebody's going to have to think about step up to be treasurer in December. Any questions?
Okay. Get the word out, everyone. All right. Any questions or comments there? Can we get a first to accept the expenses?
This is Terry Byron. I make a motion to accept the report.
This is Ann Hollis. Second.
Okay, roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Suzanne Bond?
Yes.
William Burks?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Alicia Fuller?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Reese?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
And motion passes 10-0.
Excellent. Okay, so on to our committee reports. First up, Jennifer Gutowski.
Hi, everyone, and great to see you after the summer, and great to be back. I believe that my stakeholder report was distributed to everyone, so I'll just do a few highlights and open it up to any questions for me. I just ended the tonight the Women Veteran Tele Town Hall on navigating menopause. And if you haven't had a chance for women, or women veterans on the line, check it out. We streamed it live on Facebook. It was an excellent town hall session that our team from the Women's Health Clinic gave a great talk and answered questions. It was interactive. I really enjoyed it. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to that, please look it up on our Facebook site. Coming up tomorrow is the Sierra Vista Summer Vet Fest. So we're going to be at VFW Post 9972 in Sierra Vista from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's an outreach effort. So we're going to have a whole team from Savahix there. So if you get a chance, if you're out in that area, please come out and support. So we're really glad we're getting out there. Also want to mention it is flu shot time. So we are doing offering the flu shot at our main campus for any of our CVOCs. So make sure that you do that this season and avoid getting sick. So all that information is in the stakeholder report. I also want to mention right now we're having a a bit of a challenge with our beneficiary travel. We have a bit of a backlog in this area, so if you hear anything about it, let them know. Let folks know we understand the impact and we're working on working down this backlog. What we're doing to address it is that we have a national claims processing team that has started this week to help us. We also are looking at a daily productivity tracker that helps us identify, you know, how our team is doing and just working on workload distribution. And we're also looking, we have more of our folks that have super user licenses for the claim, for, you know, being able to process the claims faster. So we are working with our team. So just know we are aware of that, but we are trying to work our way through it. So if you do hear anything about that, if you can help be our advocate. And then I'll just want to end with, we have a lot of whole health efforts that we have at Savix that we really want to get folks involved with. So we have different classes and activities from mindful awareness, moving the body, nutrition, spirit and soul, all kinds of different classes and activities. So in my report, there's information about our whole health classes and resources. I'd like to see all of our enrolled veterans involved in some type of whole health effort. That would be a great goal. So please let folks know we have these classes and these availabilities and help spread the word. So with that, let me pause and see if there's any questions for me. And I see my public affairs team, Orlando Ford and Jason Bloom, are on the line as well. So if you have any questions, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that as always, Jen.
You bet.
Orlando and Jason. All right. So now on to item 6B, our Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Do you have Tubby or Ann that can speak?
Yes. So Paul Marsh, who was one of the big leading lights in founding the cemetery, he passed away a few weeks ago. He was interred at the ceremony last Wednesday, and there will be a celebration of life for him in East Tucson. And I'll send that to Amari, a copy of all the information so that he can forward it to everybody.
Sounds good.
So otherwise, the Veterans Cemetery in Marana will be having a Missing in America project. I haven't seen any flyers on that in October, but I think we put the dates out already because it was already scheduled. So let's see if I've got it. But anyway, I'll send that out. Yeah, the 5th of October at 10 in the morning, Missing in America Project at the Marana, Arizona Veterans Cemetery.
And that's the same time that also our World War II vet, Helen, will also be laid, right? Or her ceremony,
yes,
her interment.
That's too. Exactly right. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's right. She will be interred in that. She wanted to be interred with other veterans. So.
Aww.
Yeah, if I understand it correctly, she specifically asked for that, or her family did. So
wonderful. Okay. Any questions? All right. Thank you for that, Anne. And of course, when you find the flyer, I think I got it posted already for Helen on our Facebook page. So just remember that's the next My Up. It's not just Helen, but the other veterans that are also being interred on that same day too. So 10 a.m. Okay. All right. Now on to item 6C, Arizona Department of Veteran Services. Do we have Tuppy here to give us any updates? Okay.
Tuppy is not here.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you for that, Amari. I know there was a change. The director is now the deputy, and I guess they're putting forth the deputy to be the new director for AZDVS. We'll find out when that happens. You know how stuff sometimes can take a while. So that's all I know. I just happened to see an email, and somebody changed their status on Facebook of where they worked, and that's how I found out. So we'll see if anything else comes up. I'll post it on our Facebook page too. Okay. And let's see now on to 6D. Matt from the city of Tucson. Is he here tonight? No?
No, he's not. And neither okay. is Margot Susco.
Okay. So then move on to 6F. Ms. Horvath. You got the floor.
Hi, everyone. First off, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate it. I want to give you guys a brief update on what's been going on with the memorials that we have both here at Keno Sports Complex and just down the road at our Gold Star Family Memorial Park. So I'm sure you guys have seen in the news that it's been hit by vandals. We recently had 18 of the memorial medallions, the circle medallions for different branches, stolen. They were taken from the Gold Star Family Park first, and then they were taken from the Korean War veteran. I don't know, some of your faces, it looks like maybe you guys aren't all aware. This happened probably about a month and a half ago. It's really unfortunate. Just so that you guys know, here in our complex, we're probably getting broken into about once a week right now into our buildings. We have a high crime rate. We're working with TPD on this. Unfortunately, we think that they took those medallions for scrap metal, is our best guess that we have. They didn't damage or deface anything else when they took these, which is fortunate, but also still horrible that these were taken. They also took the four chaplains' plaque. So Terry and I have been working back and forth to get photos and documentation of these to see what they look like. In addition, this was brought to light at the same time that the Gold Star Family Park had not been maintained properly. There had been an overgrown of weeds, trees were being trimmed, things such as that. So I'm new to my position. I just came here. I was with the department for the last couple of months, but I just became the director in June. So since then, we've done kind of an overview of it. We're now sending out a team to take care of it every single month. So you guys should see much better maintenance on that. And with that, we're also going to be trying to keep up on the memorials. Our project design and construction team is currently looking at different materials for us to replace these medallions and the plaques that were stolen. We don't want to replace like for like because we think that it's just going to get stolen again, which is really unfortunate. Unfortunately, it's the times that we're in. So we're looking at all kinds of different alternatives. We're looking at different rocks, different types of, I guess when I say rocks, like granite, carved granite or engraved, things like that that we can put in. The gold star on the Gold Star family is down right now. Please know we took that down for safekeeping. We noticed our folks noticed that it was starting to get pried up on the edges after the other medallions were stolen, and we could tell they were in the process of trying to get it off. So we actually went in, we sawed it off ourselves, we have it in safekeeping. That is going to get reinstalled when we find the other pieces for the memorial to be properly. We're trying to figure out how to secure it best to get it in there. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not a design expert on this. I don't know, but we do have people that are experts on that working on it. So I've been in touch with Terry and a couple other members of our veterans community. We are taking it seriously. I am sorry that it occurred, but I wanted to provide you an update that the county is actively working on it. I know when I spoke with Terry, the four chaplains and what other events you guys have that are at our location, we're looking at maybe if we can get some foam board or something like that that will have the emblems that we can at least temporarily have up on an easel or have something there when you guys have your events so that they're not just blank. I come from a military family. My family's law enforcement and military. My dad's or my daughter's current active duty. It's very important to me. And so I want to make sure that you guys are handled with respect and that we have that when you have your ceremonies. I'm open to questions, suggestions, criticisms. I'm very open to this community, so whatever I can do to help. So if you guys have any questions on what we're doing, I'm open to it.
So right now, what is the estimate of the damage?
The estimate of the damage, we're estimating it's around $20,000 to $25,000. We don't know the exact cost on what those medallions were. As of right now, it looks like the county is going to be picking that up. I don't have any different direction besides that right now. I'm currently trying to find some funding in my own budget right now to cover some of these items.
So I have a question. if mm-hmm. I may, Chair. What about finding some way of, like, encasing it? The example I want to give is, like, a shadow box, you know, where you have some kind of a cover that's, you know, they have those bull, what do you call them? I forget those screens that are so protective. Is there any way we can get some form of a design? There's got to be something out there in material that can make it theft-proof, perhaps, you know, to even secure the granite, because what's next? I mean, nothing's sacred anymore, so we have to think ahead as to, like, it's a vault. Once they put that, there's got to be some way we can encase it. Is that a possibility? Maybe an engineer looking at that?
We can absolutely look at it. One of the challenges that we've seen with our own materials out here is that anything we have that's clear, it tends to yellow in the sun, and it tends to deteriorate in the sun is one of the challenges. We had talked about a lucite with, like, a beautiful color emblem inside to put that up, and it came up that that would yellow very quickly and wouldn't look good and would kind of brown in the sun. But your idea of something to encase it, I will absolutely bring that up with our project design team and see. Maybe even if that's not the right idea, maybe that sparks another idea that gets us in the right direction. But I think that's smart. They haven't messed with any of our granite engravings yet. Again, like you said, who knows what's possible. We also have some beautiful painted tiles out here that Terry had talked with me about that are nicely done. So that might be an option as well. But Lorraine, that's a great idea, and I'll send that over to the team.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So one idea that I have, committee, is to maybe have Ms. Sarah come and brief us, maybe just put her on the agenda until we get this kind of settled. How do y'all feel about that?
This is Terry Byron. It's a good idea. Absolutely. Okay. I have a sign company that does corrugated plastic, and that's what we used last year. I don't know if you were at the Vietnam Veteran Memorial for the 107 that we did on Vietnam Veterans Day at the park. I don't know if you were there, but we had a mock of the granite made up on the plastic, corrugated plastic. So it's would mount easily to the wall. It's not too heavy, so it wouldn't fall down, and it would be easy to take off when we were done. And then okay. I was going to ask anybody, if you have pictures of the park, please share them so that we can make sure that we get all of the memorials that were present replaced.
I heard about one of them and that they had found some of the plaques. I didn't realize it was as widespread to the rest of our memorials. So thank you for letting us know. And thank you, Terry, for putting this on the agenda.
And very Martin sad Ruiz for MOWW. I have photos of all of the plaques that were up in that site at Ajo. Who should I send that to?
You can send them to me, Marlon, and I'll get them to Sarah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
That would be great. And Terry, we actually have our communications department with the county. We have the ability to print on corrugated plastic. So if you want to send me over what the design was you guys used last year, we can cover that in-house and the cost, and I can have that printed up and the measurements done. That's not a problem. We can get it installed for you guys that morning so that it looks nice and everything when you get there. I'm definitely open to that. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
In November, December, the Veterans Cemetery Marana was robbed of equipment in their and all the equipment had registration numbers on it, so the burglars won't get too far. And what the cemetery has done in the meantime is, because it's in the middle of nowhere, it didn't have any security cameras. Well, they now have wireless connections. And they will be installing security cameras. That may be the world we're in now.
So on that note, so that you guys know the security we have here on property, we do have security checks randomly throughout the night. We have that SEC security that we have a contract with. they come through and do random checks. We do not have cameras at this time. I have one temporary camera location up at a site that's been hit multiple times. It's our main maintenance site. They're stealing our John Deere equipment. Some of our losses are over $100,000 that they're getting from us. So we do have a camera system up there. I don't know in particular this area. We'd actually talked about putting cameras up. The challenge that we have is most of them are motion detected, and because they're open to the public at night, they don't actually close. It's not a fenced off area. The alarms would not trigger TPD or anyone to respond because they legally can be there. It would only be if they see action. They're just trying to differentiate between that. We did actually recently though just put GPS in all of our vehicles. So we're trying to do everything we can, all of our golf carts, everything now. We're working on that. I'm sorry I didn't know that about Miranda. I'm sorry to hear that as well.
But that's a really good idea with the more expensive equipment, is to have some kind of tracker. And you can get small ones that nobody will know are there. So that's a good idea.
Do we need to bring a motion to have Sarah on the agenda until this issue's kind of squared away? Amari?
With our other management.
We can just go ahead and have her come on without there needing to be a motion or a vote, and then there's just some other things that we need to take up with upper management. But we can just add her without the vote, like we did today.
All right. Sarah, if not you, a representative can also come and just give us updates of what's happening, and, you know, we can see what we can maybe do, drum up some support and everything to help out, too. Okay.
Okay, that'd be great. And when, if it's appropriate, Rod Lane is our director of our project design team. He actually, we'd like to present to the Veterans Committee our different options that we have, and we want to bring it to different groups so that you guys have buy-in and input with it. So when that's ready, I'll be sure to invite him as well, so that way you can see what options we have or what direction we're going in and understand why we made the decisions we made. But we'd like your input as well. So thank you for including me.
And thank you for including us, too. So, yes, we'll be happy to. Let us know when, where, if at the meeting or somewhere else. I'm sure we'll all want to see what's happening there, too. So thank you so much, Sarah.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. So now on to item 7, our Veteran Memorial Park. Butch, Terry?
Yeah, so the update was with Sarah, partly. And then we do have the piece of granite, VVA 106 purchased the piece of granite to get engraved. The cost of engraving is pretty high because it's a very detailed piece. So we are looking for participation from other veteran organizations and donations to help offset the cost of that. We're looking to raise about $7,500 to have it engraved, installed, and then have some sort of memorial plaque explaining what the granite piece is and then recognizing the donors. So that's all in the planning stages, but we just need to get word out. We'd like to have it completed before March of next year, so that we can unveil it at the Vietnam Veterans Day, March 29th, 2025, which is also the 50th commemoration luncheon that VVA 106 is spearheading, but we're also looking for other groups to help participate and spread the word and help support. It is a free luncheon for veterans, so we want to make sure that we get the word out appropriately. And I think that covers two items on the agenda. Sorry. Kind of go hand in hand.
Sorry, didn't want to unmute there. So thank you. That covered 7 and 8, Ben. All right. Any questions or comments? All right. So keep this updated and we'll see what we can do. Thank you so much for coming and sharing those updates there. All right. So now item 9, the military lounge and Operation Exodus. Do we have Mignon here, Terry, or no?
No, she is not here, and I haven't been successful in reaching anybody at the airport. So I'm going to enlist Martin. Maybe you can hit the guy up that tells you when they need water to find out who's running, who's in charge now, if Minol is still there or not.
Okay. I can do that. I will say, as far as Operation Exodus goes, Khalil has donated us 75 cases of soda again for that. So I'll need some help when we do that in December to get it out there again. Bruce helped me last year. I may have to ask him again to bring his trailer so we can haul those two pallets of soda out.
Nice. Who donated the soda?
Khalil.
Okay.
Khalil Bottling.
Maybe we can send out a nice thank you note for them, for their support and everything, too. That would be really nice.
Get a certificate done.
Exactly. That sounds
just
really
so
nice.
Just so you guys are aware, when I sent out the packet for VAC, Mignon's email did bounce back. It didn't go through. Just, I don't know if that helps anything, but the email bounced back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did email somebody else that was on that email, my last communication with her. So maybe we'll get an answer from him or Martin can find out.
Yeah. And Amari, thank you for letting us know that.
Of course.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right, item 10, the four chaplains. I mean, we kind of got an update there from Sarah on the, you know, on the memorial there. But anything else besides that?
Yeah, I'll be putting in the request for the park again for February. It'll be February 3rd, I believe, this next year, February 3rd, 2025. So, We'll just continue to make plans with that. I know Chaplain Zink was interested in helping with the ceremony again. So as it gets closer, we'll ask for members to participate in the ceremony and to help spread word so that we can get lots of wreaths placed during the ceremony.
Well, that's the other thing, you know, that I forgot to ask Sarah is, like, you know, I know she told us, like, real quickly which ones were missing, which ones they were able to recover, but which ones we kind of need to make a priority of, right, for the ceremonies coming up, obviously February before March and stuff too, right?
In my opinion, all of them, because on the four chaplain wall, there was all the women military markers were all there.
So not just that, but all the markers are gone too?
All the bronze. All the bronze. There was a bronze, small bronze plaque on the Korean War Memorial in the circle. That's gone. The branches of the service are gone. And I missed, she said that they had recovered some of them.
I thought she said they did, or they were able to at least secure one, right?
Well, okay. No, that was the gold star. They removed the gold star from the Gold Star Mother's Park.
But some of the other plaques were...
But all their military branch plaques were stolen as well.
Yeah. And thank you for bringing her.
Them sheared off. I mean, they had a power tool. They cut the bolts.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have a meeting soon because, one, we got to fundraise and get, you know what I mean? Especially for our ceremonies, we don't want to be there. There's a blank cement wall or something, right?
Well, she said that they would help us, you know, do the corrugated plastic to have stuff up, because that's what I would like to see is I don't want just the four chaplain plaque up and nothing else. I want it to be the park again.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a challenge. And I think 25,000 is a low estimate because I got my cost from my bronze manufacturer at the cemetery, a 24-inch emblem was $5,000. Just one. So.
Or maybe it's the damage to the wall, not including what was taken. You know? That's probably what that is. So hopefully they'll have a meeting soon that they'll invite us to and we can really drill down. Because again, it's hard to have these ceremonies without them, or we don't want a piece of paper out there. Hey, here's the plaque for the memorial in the meantime. Like, that's not acceptable. So,
yeah. Well, in other parts of the park, the memorials are done in a tile collage. And that was what Sarah referenced, was that was my suggestion, was how cool will it be? And you guys have been to the park, you know what it looked like, to have a strip of tile that has those memorials on the, you know, in tile, a strip that covers the whole wall. So that, I think that would look really nice. And who's going to mess with that?
Oh, don't tempt them. Okay. All right.
This is Barton. There's no money in those tiles. You can't take them and sell them for scrap metal.
Hopefully that's the reason that they're taking them, though. You know, that's if they're taking them for scrap.
This is Marlon Ruiz, M-O-W-W. You can discard also that they might do it just for the malicious damage.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed, unfortunately. All right. Any other comments? I know after we're all bummed out of the last four, right, items there. So item 11, the social media presence. I have been upkeeping or at least putting in some stuff onto our Facebook page. Don't forget to do that. Update all these things that y'all send. Send them to Amari and post them on there. Amari, I don't know if he can, but maybe sending us calendar invites with the agenda and the Microsoft Teams link embedded in there might be great. Some folks forgot that we had voted to move the meeting to tonight instead of last night. So I had folks all week pinging me for that. Is that something you think you can do?
I do apologize about that. I was out on Monday, so I wasn't able to send the packet to you guys, so I do apologize. I did talk to management earlier, and sending a calendar invite to all you guys just won't work, so we just have to stick with the packet. I will make sure that the packet gets emailed out on Mondays instead of the day of the meeting. And then I can also share the link where the agenda is posted. The agenda is posted at least 1 week before the meeting, so I can share that link with all you guys so you guys can periodically check a week before the meeting if the agenda is posted on there. And then I don't send the packet out a week early because it gets lost in everyone's emails, so I'll stick to the Monday the week of the meeting. But I will forward the link where our office posts it to the public. Okay. And then sometimes getting on the link from the website is easier than the packet, so.
True. And if I can keep up with it, I would like to keep up the Facebook page, too, and put the event on there, because that's another way, like if your email's down, I don't know, Facebook or somewhere else, to be able to also find it, too. So we'll try to keep that up there. Okay. Any other questions there on our social media presence? Just continue to share your pictures of your events on there too, you know, so feel free to tag your groups and stuff too on there. So it's not just us, but you know, what we're also doing, in our other hats here in the community. Okay. All right. So item 12, outreach to the mayor and council, anything that y'all feel, I'm pretty sure Amari, I'm guessing the mayor knows about, the theft at these memorials, especially with TPD being involved, too?
I'm not 100% sure, but I can find out for you guys.
All right. Yes, please be sure that she's aware of this, too. We don't want to assume, right? I'm sure she will, but again, just to see what's going on there. I don't know if there's anything else I can do up security, or just let us know if they catch any of these folks, see what they're doing with the plaques, you know, really scrapping them or what. So, right. Any other questions there on item 12?
I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Just share it up to them. Just keep it on her radar there.
I will let Suzanne, the city clerk, know, and then we can go from there. She was out for a little bit, so I'm not sure if she knows, but I can update her tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, item 13, fundraising. Any strategies, ideas? I mean, not only are we fundraising for our own budget, it looks like, you know, we may have to try and help with some of the cost of this vandalism and theft there. You know, any ideas? I know the wreaths across America we had kind of talked about. When you're selling wreaths, you can also collect, I think it's like $5 a wreath for your groups, which I'm sure you guys already do already. That may be something to do. I'm trying to think, do you need to be a 501c3 to fundraise through there? Okay. So obviously fundraise for your groups and maybe something there, but I think right now the priority would be these plaques and everything, right?
Yeah, so this is Terry Byron, and fundraising is always a challenge for us since we aren't a 501c3. That's why we depend on the veteran organizations and their connections in the community to help us out.
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz, MOWW. I have a suggestion. There is south of Tucson in Green Valley a nonprofit grant association that provides monies for the support of the community. Perhaps maybe it's worth an effort to brief them. The organization is called the Country Fair White Elephant Organization in Green Valley. They have a thrift store there, and they turn the purchase items into donations. They make about every December they have an event where they give out over $1.3 million to grant recipients. So perhaps maybe that might be a way to perhaps maybe get a grant from that organization if they're briefed on the particulars of the fundraising effort.
I've actually applied for grants from them before, so I will look and see if. Most of the grants always start off with, are you a 501c3? So it makes it hard.
Well,
but it's also something we could maybe ask the Arizona Department of Veteran Services
about. That's true, Terry. What I would say is we're not a 501c3 either, but we have successfully gotten grant monies consistently year after year because we fundraise on behalf of a 501c3 for youth leadership. So we're already established with that grant source to lobby but fundraise for third party C3s. Now we can't, the downside is the VAC is not a C3. But perhaps maybe in collaboration with the VA, we could work something out.
True. Right. AZDVS, the VA. I mean, we don't have to be a 501c3, you know, I mean, for them to donate directly to, any of these, events and everything. So good catch on there, Marlon. All right. Any other questions or any other ideas, comments? I mean, we could always have, I don't know, like a car show, something, you know, cook-off, bake-off, something like that, too. You never know, right? So.
Yeah, we actually organized a golf tournament many, 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 many moons ago, so we could potentially do a golf tournament.
Yeah.
And that's very popular with the veteran community, so there'll be a lot of veteran community support for a golf outing.
Yeah, we always got pretty good weather around the year for that. I mean, if they do it this summer, Why can't they do it in the fall or something? So that may be something to do. PGA Hope, right? That's our veteran group that does golfing. Maybe reach out to them, see if they can put something up on. I don't know what their schedule looks like. Maybe they got an opening where they can do some fundraising for us for that, you know, all come together for this. Okay. Great ideas, everyone.
Yeah, Rosie, Marlon Ruiz again, MOWW. How about the option of a GoFundMe on Facebook? Is that an option at all?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a 501c3 to ask for that, you know? Yeah. Very good point. All right. All great ideas. So hopefully we're here from Sarah Moore and get a better estimate. But at any point, you know, anything will help, and anything's left over, you know, we could use for our own funds too, and then the events themselves, not just the plaques and everything. So, okay. Great. All right. So, kind of dipping into item 14 for Veterans Day and, of course, the memorials. Any questions, thoughts, concerns, updates?
The Veterans Day Parade has a foundation now, so they are a 501c3. Part of the packet that Amari sent out today, there was a flyer about the parade. There is online registration at the parade website, which is Tucson, V as in Victor, D as in David, like Veterans Day, P as in Parade, and then F for foundation.org. So TucsonVDPF.org, and it has all of the information about the parade, and registration is open now. So please register your event, your entry, and they also are looking for funds, as it costs $10,000 to put on the parade. So every little bit helps. You know, if we could convince our coworkers to all donate $5 to $10, and then we turn around and give it to them, that's, you know, a little bit more money.
Okay. And y'all want to do the parade again this year? I know some of y'all also are on your own, I'm thinking booths, but it's not a booth.
Yeah, so Lorraine, do you have the emblems that we paid for last year?
Well, I turned them in to Carol. Michelle took them to Carol, so she has them. Yes, we should have them. And I believe that we do that every year. I can check with them. We have a meeting on the 19th and see what they think. I think it'd be great because I'm trying to think. Didn't somebody drop off? You dropped them off with us, right, Terry, for the parade?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So then Michelle had them because we were riding Michelle's car, and then Michelle was going to give them to Carol, or she was going to give them to you. But I think she gave them to Carol. I'll check with Michelle. She has them. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So right now we just have, what is it, the door emblems or the?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
So I'll get that information. Should I send it to Amari, or how do you want that?
Amari, and then she'll distribute it out.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully if y'all can be in our, like I said, my brain's thinking booth. I know it's not booth, but, you know, for the parade and everything, we'd love to have you guys. But we understand you may be on your own for your representative groups too. Okay. Any other discussion? All right. So item 15, we have appointment of James Jim Barnard, recommended by the Vietnam Veterans of America. Did everybody have a chance to review their application? Okay. All right. Any questions or comments?
This is Terry Byron. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to accept Jim Barnhart.
Marlon Ruiz, second.
And then discussion is I know the bylaws say that we're only allowed to have two people, but by the time we get Jim through the process of getting him appointed and through the approval of mayor and council, it'll be time for Butch Morgan and Martin Belden to not be on the committee anymore. And so he'll be replacing those two people. Hopefully okay. We can get somebody else.
I like that nice streamlined process so we still have representatives from VVA. Okay.
If I can ask a question, this is MOWW. Do we still have quorum?
Did we lose someone?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we have 10 still.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. So we got our first, we got our second, and now roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Suzanne Bond?
Yes.
William Burks?
Maybe we lost another, yes.
William Burks?
Yes. Yes.
Elisa Fuller?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes? Bruce Hayes?
Yes. You hear me?
Really muffled, yes. We got your thumbs up, too.
All right, yes, okay. There we go.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan? Melvin Morgan? I think that's Maeve. We would have lost around 6:55. Tom Tunks?
Yes.
Okay, passes 10-0-2. We did have 11 for a little bit.
I didn't hear you do Terry Byron.
Terry Byron?
Well, I made the motion, so yes.
Okay, still passes.
My name wasn't called.
And you did Lorraine?
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
And you did more than me?
Yes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Mm-hmm. But you got 11?
Yeah.
Okay, passes 11-0. I apologize.
Okay. So now on to item 16 for the good of the order. So we'll go down the roll call.
Martin Belden?
Nothing.
Sorry, we had the lights turn out. Suzanne Bond?
Nothing.
William Burks?
Nothing.
Terry Byron?
Some of my stuff was sent out, but I would request that on 9:20 at 11 a.m., if it's possible, please attend one of the POW MIA Recognition Day ceremonies. One will be at Funeraria del Angel South Lawn at 5401 South Park Avenue, and the other one will be at East Lawn Palms Mortuary at 5801 East Grant Road. So please attend. It will be live streamed on Facebook at both locations, but it would be really great to have an audience. So please share the word and invite people to attend.
What day was that, Terry? I'm sorry.
It is Friday, Friday, September 20th at 11 a.m.
Is there any more questions?
And actually, sorry, I just remembered, Wreaths Across America, we have several groups at South Lawn, the Women Marines Association, Davis-Month and Civil Air Patrol group. They're both doing Wreaths Across America as fundraisers for their organizations, but it helps honor a veteran at South Lawn. And ESLON has 4 groups doing it, but the biggest one is Gold Star, or Chris Moon Foundation, formerly a Gold Star Mother event. But so please support one of the groups at the cemeteries by purchasing wreaths.
Alicia Fuller?
Hello. I don't want to take up too much time, but Tucson Veterans Serving Veterans is doing a holiday gift card incentive, and we are trying to, like, the goal is, like, $18,000 to push out to the homeless veterans. In 2022, we were able to get $14,000 and help 179 families. And we want to be able to give out greater gift cards because $35 won't really do too much right now. So if you want to talk more about it, I'll send the flyer and the donation letter and all that stuff out. But we plan on giving it out the 7th and 8th of November. But that's pretty much it.
Bruce Hayes?
I'm currently doing service work at the VA facility, Building 13, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays now, by appointment only. I'm also going to be appointed to the position of the American Legion Hospital representative in Tucson and also the VAVS.
Ann Hollis?
No, nothing.
Rosie?
If Rosie? I can unmute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we obviously covered that Helen Glass will be included on the October 5th interment for the MIUP ceremony at the Arizona Veterans Memorial. Please come out and everything, right? It was so sweet of her to be included with them. Let's see. From the Women's Military Memorial on the 18th of September, I posted it on our Facebook page. I guess the Women's Memorial is going to come out with member vacations, and they're going to have an information session. I think the New England and France vacations are something that they're going to be posting on there. So news to me, too, but I missed some of the meetings, so that may happen. On October 2nd, we are going to be honoring one of our World War II vets, Evelyn Carroll, with a Living Legend Proclamation. Cassie is on our committee but wasn't able to join us tonight. Just any of the Women Marines Association, if you're interested in coming out and honoring her during that Living Legend Proclamation. This, we had to push it out because we had to make sure her daughters wanted to come into town and do something nice and big for her at her living facility. So, those of y'all who know Colonel Mo, at that celebration giving Evelyn her Living Legend Proclamation, I'm planning on surprising Colonel Mo with her own Living Legend Proclamation for all that she's done for the women veterans in the area. Any stories, pictures that you have for Colonel Mo, you know, she's quiet. She doesn't like to take recognition or anything like that, but she has helped register so many women with the memorial here in the area. I just feel it's right to make sure that she's also honored. You don't have to be up in age or anything like that to get a Living Legend Proclamation. Anyone that you think is doing a really great job in the community, please, you know, send up their information to us. But anything that you have on Colonel Mo that I can include in the write-up, what she's done, if I ask her, I know she won't tell me, oh, I don't do that much. You know that, right? So anything y'all can send me, I would be very, very happy to send up along with my write-up nominating her for that Living Legend Proclamation and anyone else. Let's see. The only other thing is please make sure that you're using our Veteran Affairs Committee, our City of Tucson Facebook page. Post stuff on there too, okay? And I'll make sure that it gets out there. Also, any any, you know, advertisement, that's a great place to put it out there too. I share it onto some of the other pages that I also work on too. So that's it for me.
On October 2nd, where is that going to be?
It's at the Cascades, I don't know what it's called, I guess, retirement facility where she's at. So it'll be there. And hold on, let me get you the time. I have it on my other calendar. Of course, I would forget that. It's going to be at 1:30.
Perfect. Thank you.
Lorraine Obrega?
Yes, thank you all for being here and thanks for your service. The one thing for the good of all is, the first thing is, I don't know if everyone's aware, we have a Casa de Respiro. It's a transitional home, so if you know a veteran that maybe doesn't qualify for full services with the VA, maybe they're discharging from the hospital or they're discharging from a SNF, and they're still on either IV therapy or some kind of medication, especially some of them are on pain meds, they will take them in. It's Catholic. The Catholic Church put this together, and they provide services for them, and they find jobs. There's counseling. There's a lot of good things there. So Casa de Respiro, or Respiro, some people are saying, is really good to spread the word, because I know we have a lot of homelessness. The other thing is, I continue to support disabled American veterans, and it's super simple. It's a website, dav.org. Take action in the legislative. There's a lot of bills pending, and the VA touched on that H.R. 8347, the Improving Menopause Care for Veterans Act. There's the new one of End Veterans Homeless Act for 2024. If you just share that with as many veterans, I'm sure that they would also want to take part in that, because it does affect our care and it helps resources in our local community. I'm a strong supporter of that. So as much time as I can connecting with that to make sure that my voice and our community's voice is being heard. So that's about it. So just spread the word, and thank you all. God bless.
Arlen Reese?
Yes, I have a couple of things for MOWW. For those folks unfamiliar with the organization, the MOWW mainly works with youth programs throughout the continental United States and abroad. Specifically with youth leadership, mentorship, and development. We've already started our operational year, which begins each calendar year on the 1st of July and goes through the follow-on calendar year, the last day or the 30th of June of the subsequent year. We have our signature event, which is referred to as the Massing of the Colors and Service of Remembrance. We specifically in the Southwest do about six of these within the operating year. We already had the first one last weekend up in central Arizona in Phoenix. There will be the next one coming up in about a week in El Paso. I'll be flying out for that. And so my schedule will be pretty heavy on travel. As far as national observances, I used to be the one representing locally MOWW at events, but my travel schedule has been augmented this year with increased responsibility for the entire East Coast, West Coast, and Southwestern regions of the country. So we'll work very hard to get folks to represent our organization at other organization functions. We're very heavy on VSO partnership, and so we will try our best to have representation and support for the veteran community at large. The upcoming events specific to the Southwest for us is going to be heavy now in the fall, and it'll go through the new year, January, February, and culminate around March of 2025. I will get the flyers out, post those in social media, and get the word out at these particular meetings. The big event for 2025 is going to be the first week of August of 2025. The MOWW is going to have its national convention in 2025 in Tucson, Arizona. It's going to be hosted by the local chapter in Tucson at the Desert Diamond Casino and Hotel facilities. The week of 4 through 8 of August 2025, I will be generating some invitation letters. Everyone associated and part of the VAC will be invited. We're working very hard to have a lot of panel discussions with the veteran community and VSOs in Arizona. For that particular national event. We can also use some help with getting the word out and local coverage of media, if anyone has any ideas to do that. Specifically on the golfing outing piece, I don't play golf. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I don't know what that is. I know what tennis is and handball. But I can't chase a little ball around and put it in a little hole. Can't do that. I don't know what that is. So I can use all the help I can from those folks that do this for your respective organizations. Subject to any questions, that's all I have.
Tom Tunks?
I have nothing.
Did you do Melbourne?
That's everyone.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Any future agenda items for item 17 that anyone come up with? Obviously, we'd like to bring in speakers for new groups that, you know, out in the community that are helping our groups, you know, our veterans and their families. Feel free to share them with us and we'll get them on the agenda and let them brief us and let us know what they do out there, you know, and we can help support each other, grow in our family and everything. Any ideas?
This is Terry Byron. Is everything that's on the agenda currently going to stay? Like the Veterans Day Parade? I know the Four Chaplains is on there, Operation Exodus. So those will all stay. They're not going to fall off, right?
That I know of, yeah, unless we vote to remove it at least temporarily, but they'll stay. Yeah.
They'll stay.
And recruit. I was at the Tucson Metro Chamber military advocacy committee or whatever they call it. They call it the MAC. And I am going to send them an invitation to have somebody participate from the chamber. I think that would be really cool.
I like that, Terry. Good idea. Anything else? Okay. All right. Can we have someone step in for item 18, the benediction, since we don't have Henry?
I can do that. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to meet together. We thank you that you place a hedge of protection around about us until we meet again. And we thank you for all the provision that you provide us with each and every day. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 7:17. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Welcome back. Looks like we got a lot of work cut out for us, but